I can start now.
Yeah, I'll translate.
As I had been speaking with Mary, she asked me to, because of what I speak on today, that I begin with this two short verses in this psalm.
Wonderful.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your thoughts upon Jesus. Think deep of his comforting love, and the thoughts of sin and of self and strife will be lost in the rapture above. So I want to speak about turning your thoughts upon Jesus, or keeping your eyes on Jesus. The text that I have chosen.
Pastor Carl, give me some time to translate.
Yes, sorry.
You speak one sentence, I translate one sentence. 卡牧师就讲到今天的主题呢是把我们眼睛要装现耶稣，把我们的思想来装现耶稣。
And I am going to read from the chapter 14 of the Gospel of Matthew, beginning at verse 22.
今天我们从马太福音14章22节开始。
This is the story of where Jesus walks on the water.
这里讲到呢，耶稣在水面上行走。
And this will be my text for today.
今天就是我讲到的主题经文。
I will read this section, Pastor Bing, and then you can read it in the Chinese. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to him, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come and put on the and to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought their sick to him and begged him to let the sick touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched him were healed. You can read it now in Chinese.
耶稣随即催门徒上床，想渡到那边去，但他叫众人散开。放了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中阴风不顺，被浪撼动。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走。 从门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从床上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因风甚大，就害怕将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了床，风就住了。在床上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子了。他们过了海，来到哥尼撒勒地方，那里的人一认出是耶稣，就打发人到周围的地方去，把所有的病人带到他那里，只求耶稣准他们摸他的衣裳穗子，摸着的人就都好了。Yes, Pastor Carl, I finish reading.
Okay, thank you. As our text begins, it says immediately Jesus had the disciples get into a boat and go onto the other side.
这里讲到耶稣让众人呢就上去的时候，让门徒呢先到那边去。
And it says while he dismissed the crowd.
那这个时候呢，他就让众人散开了。
Jesus had just finished feeding the 5,000.
那这时候呢，耶稣就是用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
And he had fed them with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread.
他用什么喂饱他们呢？是五个饼，两个鱼。
He had done a great miracle just before their eyes.
他在他们眼前行了一个大神迹。
And our Bible tells us that he fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children.
那个时候圣经记载呢，他喂饱了5,000个男人，不算妇女和孩子。
I am going to guess that there were at least one woman equal to each man. That would mean there are 10,000 people. And then if there was one child per couple, that would be another 5,000.That would be, there could have been 15,000 people there, according to the Bible, if they didn't count the women and the children, just the men.
我在想，如果当时有五千的男人，一个男人平均有一个女人带领，或者他们一对夫妻带一个孩子的话，至少有15,000人。
And it says, after he dismissed the crowd,He went up into the mountain alone to pray.
这里讲到呢，他让众人散开之后呢，自己就独自上山去祷告了。
To me, this tells us the unbelievable value of prayer, that even Jesus had to go and talk to his Father in heaven about his relationship with him.
这里讲到呢，就是多么珍贵的这个祷告是多么的重要，就是耶稣都要去祷告，他和父亲的关系就此来建立。
And how valuable it is for all of us to pray to remember the relationship we have to, with our Heavenly Father.
这就是在提醒我们，我们每一个人和我们天上父亲的关系是多么的重要，通过祷告。
And when the evening came,It says that the boat was a long way into the lake already.
这里讲到往上来的时候呢，船已经在水里面走了。
And that the wind was against them as they were rowing strongly to try to get to the other side.
当时呢，就是门徒们试图划船到另一边，但是因风不顺呢，就是被浪就是摇来摇去。
And this is when something very special happened, that Jesus came to them walking on the water.
这时候有一些特别的事情发生，耶稣就海面上走到他们那边去。
And the disciples were so fearful, it says they were terrified. They were so frightened and they cried out in fear.
那这里讲到呢，就是说门徒们就惊慌起来，讲到他们开始喊叫起来。
And Jesus tells them not to be afraid. It is I, he said.
啊，这里耶稣呢，连忙就对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
But the disciples weren't so sure because Peter said to him, "If it is you, tell me to come on the water."
那这个门徒们都不确定是主，但是呢，彼得说：“如果是你是主的话，让我也在水面上来走到你那里去。”
And Jesus says, "Come."
耶稣就说：“你来吧。”
Now Peter had a great decision to make, either to get out of the boat or to stay in the boat.
那彼得呢，要做一个决定，就是要待在船上呢，还是要从船上下去？
Of all the disciples, there were 12 in the boat. Only Peter got out of the boat to go to Jesus.
那当时有12个门徒在船上，但只有彼得呢，他从船上下去，在水面上走向主。
I often wondered what the other disciples were thinking. Peter, you must be crazy. What are you doing?
我常常在想，别的门徒在想什么呢？可能说，彼得，你真的是疯了，你在做什么？
But when they saw Peter walking on the water, I would have thought that some of them would have said, Jesus, can we come too?
我想当他们看到彼得在水上开始行走的时候，他们也可能说，哎，耶稣，让我也在水上行走吧。
But the Bible doesn't tell us what the disciples said when they saw Peter walking on the water also.
但是圣经没有记载，就是当时门徒的反应如何。
But the problem with Peter was he took his eyes off of Jesus and he looked at the wind that was blowing and I suppose a big wave was coming and he focused on the wave instead of on Jesus.
所以这时候呢，就是彼得的问题呢，是他把眼睛从耶稣的身上转开，他眼睛开始看周围的风浪。
And don't we also do the same as Peter did? We focus on the problem rather than on Jesus.
我们是不是常常也这样做呢？我们常常眼睛盯着我们的问题，不是盯着耶稣。
It took a step of faith for Peter to get out of the boat and walk on the water, but now he was sinking.
这需要信心的一步。让彼得触床在水上行走，但是现在呢，可以往下沉了。
And he cried out in a loud voice to Jesus to save him.
他就向主喊叫说：“主啊，你救我！”
And of course, Jesus reaches out his hand and takes him immediately to save him from sinking.
那耶稣呢，赶紧就伸出手拉住了他，让他不会沉下去。
And do we not do the same thing as Peter? When there is a problem, we take our eyes off of Jesus.
我们是不是也像彼得一样，好多时候有问题的时候，我们就把眼睛从耶稣的身上转开。
Instead of focusing on Jesus, we focus on the problem that is before us.
转开之后，不是眼睛盯着耶稣，却盯着我们的问题。
For example, I think of a young man who came to my church and he grew up without a father.
那我记得曾经有一个年轻人来到我的教会，他成长过程中呢，没有父亲。
His family did not know Jesus.
他的全家呢，不认识耶稣。
And when I met him, I had the privilege of being able to lead him to Jesus.
那我认识他之后呢，有这样一个殊荣，能够把他带向主。
And he was so grateful and so thankful to have this new friend in Jesus.
他就这样的感恩，能够认识主耶稣，成为他的朋友。
And then he married a young lady from our church.
他又后来跟我们教会一个年轻的女子结婚。
And after a while, they had two children.
那过了一段时间呢，生了两个孩子。
But then he began to take his eyes off of Jesus, and he began to focus on alcohol to solve his problems instead of Jesus.
但是过了一段时间以后呢，他眼睛从耶稣的身上转开。 那就转向了什么呢？酒精，用酒精来麻痹他自己，解决问题。
And when he took his eyes off of Jesus, his marriage fell apart.
当他的眼睛从耶稣的身上转开之后呢，他的婚姻就开始分崩离析。
And his wife went back to live with her folks with the two little children.
那后来呢，他的太太就离开他。 带着两个孩子去到别的地方住了。And
I was able to sit down with him again and be able to pray with him to focus again on Jesus.
我后来有机会再次和他一起祷告，让他把眼睛再次装向耶稣。Don't
we all, from time to time, begin to focus on problems instead of focusing on Jesus?
我们是不是好多时候也 不断地把我们的眼睛从耶稣的身上移开，移到我们的，集中在我们的问题上。
Sometimes we have children in our family that go astray and are not following Jesus at this time.
有时候我们看到我们自家的孩子离开主，自己走自己的路。
And we are so upset at our children, and we focus on them not going to church or not worshiping anymore instead of focusing on Jesus to turn them around.
他们就开始把眼睛集中在孩子的身上，孩子的问题上面，也不去教会了。其实应该集中在耶稣的身上。I believe
so strongly in prayer. Even Jesus, he needed to talk with his Father. And he went up to the mountain after he dismissed the crowd, and he went to the mountain to pray, to talk with his heavenly Father.
我要强烈的建议大家抗重祷告，耶稣都要来祷告，一个人独自上到山上，跟他的天上的父亲要建立这样的关系。If
Jesus needed to focus on his Father, how much more do we sinners need to focus on Jesus.
如果耶稣他需要来集中在这个天父的身上，通过祷告，我们是不是更加需要来，我们作为罪人，更加需要跟耶稣来建立关系呢？
As the song said that I sang at the beginning, we will see, if we focus on him, we focus on his grace, that he forgive us and strengthen us and empower us.
如果我们真的转眼仰望耶稣的时候呢，他会来赦免我们的罪，也会来帮助我们的问题。
In the Psalm 23, it tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, it begins.
在诗篇23篇开头就讲到，主耶和华是我的牧者。
The Bible talks so much of Jesus, who is our shepherd. And it talks about the sheep who follow the shepherd because they know the shepherd's voice.
那圣经常常讲到呢，就是说，牧羊人带领着羊群，羊群呢，听见牧人的声音。
We know the voice of Jesus, what he has done for us, that he died for us because he loved us so, so much.
我们知道耶稣的声音，因为他为我们而死，为我们是钉死在十字架上，他爱我们是如此的深。
But he not only died for us, he rise again and give us power to be able to focus on him and find help from him.
他不仅仅是为我们而死，而且他复活了，把能力降在我们的身上，能够来跟随他。I'm
sure that each of us this morning can think of some time or think of problems that we may have right at this moment.
我想弟兄姐妹肯定有一些可以想到 我们周围有一些问题，生活里面。
And I want to encourage you not to focus on whatever that problem might be, but instead, like Jesus went to the mountain to pray, go to Jesus and pray to him, focus on him.
所以我要鼓励大家呢，不要把眼睛就是盯在你的问题上面，却要分别出时间来，就像耶稣一样，上到山上去祷告。
And Jesus tells us that he is ready to hear and ready to answer, ready to meet our very need we might have.
耶稣说过他是非常愿意的听，也是非常愿意的来帮助我们，解决我们的问题。
I want to encourage you this morning that you will go to him and take your problem or whatever it is, the issue, and leave it with him.
今天我来要鼓励大家，你要把自己的问题呢带到耶稣的面前来交给他。
He tells us to cast all our cares upon him and he will take care of them. That's a promise. He will take care of them.
圣经讲到把一切的忧虑卸给神，他会顾念我。
We have every reason to believe that Jesus keeps his promise and will answer our prayer.
这里我们要相信耶稣的应许，他说他会来答应我们的祷告。
I want to encourage all of you, whatever the need might be, sometimes you can go to a friend who can pray with you and for you to help you to focus on Jesus.
我要鼓励弟兄姐妹来祷告，有时候需要找到一个弟兄或者姐妹呢，一起跟他来祷告，让他为你祷告，来为你的问题来祷告。
It is also going to take some faith, because when Peter began to sink and Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, he said to Peter, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
好多时候我们需要一点信心，就像这个彼得在水上行走往下沉的时候呢，耶稣拉住他的手说了一句话，小信的人 你这小信的人为什么怀疑呢？
It is so easy for all of us to forget what Jesus can do for us, just like Peter forgot and he doubted and began to sink because he took his eyes off of Jesus.
好多时候我们就像彼得一样忘记了耶稣给我们的应许，我们就把眼睛从耶稣的身上转开，就开始往下沉了，怀疑了。
But let's remember what Peter did right away. He cried out to Jesus, Lord, save me.
就像彼得这里做的，我们也可以做，他立刻就向主耶稣讲了，他说主啊，救我。
And Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him back up onto the water.
耶稣立刻就伸手抓住他呢，把他拉上船去。
And then it says also in that after that Jesus got into the boat with the rest of the disciples.
圣经里面讲到过后呢，耶稣就和彼得一起上到床上，和所有的门徒一起。
And it says immediately the wind died down.
那这里也讲到呢，立刻风浪就平息了。
And all of the disciples, it says that they said, truly, you are the Son of God.
那他们就说你真是神的儿子了。
And the same it will be for us. Jesus, when we go to him, just like Peter cried out to him, we can cry out to him also, and he will answer our need.
那我们也就像彼得一样，我们也可以向他来求救，说主啊，你来救我，他会来答应我们的祷告。
And of course, just like Peter then went into the boat and they all said, truly you are the Son of God, we will be able to say the same. Truly you are the Son of God, and know you have all the power in the world to help meet our need.
就像彼得和十二门徒一样，当他们疯子了进到床上的时候呢，他就说你真是神的儿子了。我们也同样经历这些事情之后就说，你真是神的儿子了。我们有这样的能力，有所有的能力来帮助我。
I want all of you this morning to think of whatever your issues might be in life, whatever the problems might be, whatever hurts you have from others, that you can take them to Jesus. As long as you keep your eyes on him, he will take care of you.
今天我特别的来鼓励大家，你不光周围发生了什么事情，或者你受到什么样的伤害，今天要庄严仰望耶稣呢，他一定会来帮助你。
And before he ascended into heaven, after he rose from the dead, he said to this people, I will send you a comforter.
在他复活升天之前呢，他特别的讲到，我要赐一个保惠师给你们。
And 10 days after he ascended into heaven,He sent us the Holy Spirit.
所以当他复活升天十天之后，在五旬节呢，就圣灵降下来，降给教会。
And he has never taken the Holy Spirit away from us. It is available to each and every one of us to lead us and to guide us.
从此以后，他从来不会把圣灵拿走，他就把圣灵赐给我们，称为保惠师，来帮助我们，安慰我们。
Just as I mentioned before, that Jesus is like a shepherd. And the sheep, they know the shepherd's voice. And the sheep follow the shepherd.
耶稣是一个好牧人，他的羊认得他的声音，他的羊也会跟随他。
And Jesus will always lead us to safety, never to a place of harm.
耶稣是要把我们带到安全的地方，而是不会把我们带到一个受伤害的地方。
And he does that because he loves us so much, and you can count on his love.
他做这样做呢，是因为他非常的爱我们，我们要来相信他的，依靠他的爱。
Maybe if you feel that nobody loves you, you can always knowJesus love you.
你很多时候觉得可能，哎呦，没有人真正的来爱我，但是你知道，耶稣爱你。
And that's why I ask you today to keep your eyes on Jesus.
所以我今天呢，
He will take care of you.
鼓励大家，庄严仰望耶稣，他必然会来看顾你。
And with that, I want to close with prayer. Father,I thank you for the promises that you have given us in Scripture.
我们今天就一起来祷告，主啊，是的，主，谢谢你，你在圣经里面给我们所有的应许。
Give me the faith to be able to believe those promises and trust you.
主啊，你给我们信心，能够来相信你的应许，能够来信靠你。
And Father,Help me to keep my eyes on Jesus.
主啊，你帮助我，让我的眼睛不离开耶稣。
Because then I know that I will be safe and I will be taken care of for the rest of my days on this life.
这样我就知道我的一生里面是有主帮助，有主这个帮助的，我一生都在主的帮助之下。
And then, Father, because of your promise, I know that you will then take me to my eternal home to live with you forever and ever in heaven.
父啊，我也知道，经过仕途之后，你会把我带到那永恒的家乡，和你住在一起，永远永远。
I give you thanks and praise for such a glorious promise that you have given me.
哦，我要谢谢你，我要赞美你，你给我们这样巨大的应许。
And I pray that you will always help me to keep my eyes on Jesus.
啊，我要祷告，祷告就是让我，你帮助我，让我的眼睛永远聚焦在耶稣的身上。
I pray this in your holy, precious, and matchless name.
我的祷告是凭着你宝贵、有能力的名，不可比拟的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Carl. It's such a wonderful message.
Thank you. It is a privilege to be part of your family of God this morning.
Anna, 你在吗？
Yeah.翻译谁的翻译Pastor Carl 说他成为我们家里人的一部分，他感到很荣幸。
Yeah, Pastor Carl, I can feel that message is from your heart and also from your experience.
那我感觉到Pastor Carl 牧师这个信息是从你的心还有你的经历出来的。
Pastor Carl had told us some of his stories when he was ministering in Africa and different places. There are more.
那牧师卡牧师之前也跟我们分享过他在非洲的一些事工。
So we, in the future, we can hear more of his testimonies with his powerful message.
那我们在以后呢也会有更多机会来听他那些就是见证。